Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the retail and consumer products industry group at BDO. In today's episode, we're exploring the delicate balance between leveraging data for digital marketing and safeguarding user privacy. As tracking technologies becomes integral to retail strategies, understanding their role and impact is critical. And our guest today, Andrew Belzik, is going to help us explore why tracking technologies are vital for retail businesses and explain how best to balance the data collection with privacy protection. We'll also take a look at the future of digital marketing and privacy while providing some guidance on preparing for regulatory and consumer expectation changes. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Natalie.
Andrew, so we're going to go right at it. We're going to start right off the top. So why are tracking technologies so important for modern retail businesses, and how do they influence digital marketing strategies?
Sure. So cookies, tags, and pixels really are important tools in the digital marketing toolbox, and they do a few things. So enhancing user experience by capturing preferences and behaviors that allows you to deliver a personalized experience. You can then take that to the next level and use that for personalized targeted marketing. So knowing that someone prefers a specific brand or a specific activity and other preferences allows you to deliver that relevant and individualized marketing and an individualized user experience on the website. Ultimately, all of that relates to increased conversion rates, increased revenue, increased business outcomes. You can then use all of that data to drive even additional decision-making in areas of investment, including, you know, hey, this marketing campaign was more successful than this one.
So that's collecting a whole lot of data, right? So retailers are probably collecting more data today than ever before. And that is truly the heart of their business and what powers all of these new technologies like AI, like personalized marketing. So all of this data is gathered in order to create demand generation and work with the clients, work with the customers. But it's also really super important to ensure that the consumer feels that they have privacy protection. So how do you balance that? And maybe you can provide an example where this balance has been successfully achieved.
Sure. So the paramount thing here really is consumer trust and transparency. So allowing consumers to understand the specific data that's being captured, whether they're just interacting with a website versus creating a user account on a website or transacting with that website. Ultimately, if you're building that consumer trust and transparency, that can be a competitive advantage. Some consumer segments are interested in potentially giving retailers more data to enhance their experiences. But again, transparency here is really the key. One very direct and specific example of that really is consent mechanisms on websites. So making sure that those consent mechanisms are easy to understand, they're designed with user experience in mind. And ultimately, that's a really primary use case of allowing a user to make an informed decision about how their data is being used.
Right. So you mentioned, you know, different age groups, different demographics care more or less about privacy protection. But let's assume this is a concern for everyone. And I would imagine to a certain degree, most consumers have some level of concern about privacy protection. So what are some practical tactics? What are some practical things that retailers can do to address privacy concerns with all of these tracking technologies, while at the same time still being able to leverage the benefits that these technologies bring?
So like many things, I think people, process, and technology are all key. So from a tech standpoint, as I just mentioned, a clearing easy to understand consent mechanism on a website is a really, really primary use case. Privacy notices, while not very exciting, they're important, and making sure that they're clear and written in a way that users can understand what those are. Those consent mechanisms can become complicated with all of those trackers on the websites, and validating those is really important. So when a user does opt out of specific types of trackers, ensuring that that consent mechanism is actually enforcing that as intended. On the process side, making sure that there are standards for implementing the trackers. So prior to those being dropped on a website, having the privacy, legal, and cyber teams understand what that tracker is, what it's doing, and the data that's being collected is incredibly important, which is then a really good segue into the people component, is the partnership across all of those teams. So the legal, the privacy, the cyber teams, making sure they're working on a daily basis with the digital marketing and technology teams. That ultimately leads to processes then that can shift those privacy requirements left or earlier in business and tech processes. And you're essentially baking those in and not bolting them on later.
Right. So we live in a world of change. Everything's constantly changing and evolving. So how do you see the relationship between the digital marketing, gathering all this data? How do you see the relationship between the data gathering and the privacy protection evolving in the future? And secondly, what steps should companies do today to prepare for these changes?
So I can't really overstate, actually, the partnerships across the digital marketing, the tech, the privacy, the legal, and the cyber teams. Having routine sessions where you're talking about your goals, your objectives, and your roadmaps, that's really what needs to be commonplace so that the capabilities can coexist. Privacy teams can continue to upskill, enhance their technical acumen, their business skills, so that they're now meeting those business and technical stakeholders where they're at. Having a legal partner that's up to date on those emerging regulations, a tech-savvy privacy team that can operationalize those within processes and performing the shift left that I just spoke to, and then letting the digital marketing and technology teams, keeping them abreast and aware and training them, is also essential. So I think those concepts and partnership with keeping consumer privacy and trust at the forefront, that's really what will lead to the concepts of privacy and digital marketing thriving together.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Andrew. And if you found this episode insightful and interesting, be sure to share it out with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to tune in next time so you can get the insights you need to be successful in retail. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.